Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Well, good evening, everybody, from Botkins High School in Botkins, Ohio. Welcome to Fort Recovery Indian Basketball. Tonight, the Indians taking on the Botkins Trojans here in Botkins, and we are looking forward to it. Botkins is a really, really good team. They won last night and are 9-1 on the season. Fort Recovery, after a tough loss at Lincoln View last night, they stand at 3-6, but hoping to redeem themselves tonight against a really good Botkins team. It may not be easy, but hey, that's why you play the game. You never know until you throw it up and you find out just what these two teams can do. We're glad you're joining us here on J Country 101 as we get here for basketball action tonight. I'm Ed Thurman. We're also broadcasting live on Fort Recovery Radio. We thank you for joining us there as well, and we hope that we can bring you a good one here this evening. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry, located at the west edge of Portland. They would like to be your family pharmacy. We will come back with the starting lineups, and we'll get going with this game coming up here on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations, we were unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farm, join our family today at farms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Final strands of our national anthem here at Botkins High School as we get set for high school basketball action tonight between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Botkins Trojans. And as we told you in the intro, it was not a good night last night for the Fort Recovery Indians. And I know hearing Bobby Leverett talking to Rob Weaver afterwards, just simply too many mistakes, and he was going to emphasize that on the way home and probably through a walkthrough earlier today. But he wants to cut down on the turnovers, and they'll have to against a very good Botkins lineup. Here are the starting lineups. First off, for Fort Recovery, they'll be starting at one forward. They will be starting Breaker Judy, 6'5 sophomore, and also down low, Brody Bargy, a 6'5 sophomore. They also go with Briggs Overman, 6'1 senior at one wing. Grant Forkamp, a sophomore, 6', he will be at one guard. And Gavin Evers, 6'1 senior, he will be at the other guard post tonight. For the Botkins Trojans, coached by Phil Groves, they have a bona fide all-star in the front line. His name is Colin Dosick. He is a 6' senior. This kid is good as they turn the lights out on us. And I can tell you, though, that this young man, he puts up the numbers, and they are very impressive. He averages 17 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. And he's only 6', and he's averaging that kind of rebounding. He's joined in the starting lineup by Colton Plyman. Plyman is a 6'4" senior who averages 6.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Noah but Top starts on the wing. Top is a 6'2" senior, averaging 6.5 points per game. At one of the guards for the Trojans is Eli Pitts. Pitts is a 6-foot sophomore, but he's averaging 9 points a ball game. And the other guard is 6'3" junior James Steinke. He averages 6.5 points per ball game. And they're not afraid to go deep off the bench, I'm told, as their lineup can basically go about 10 deep. The Indians usually go 7, maybe 8. But tonight we're just going to have to see how the Indians can match up against these Botkins Trojans. Again, they are 9-1. Bobby Leverett's Indians struggling as of late at 3-6. But like I say, that is why you play the game, folks, to prove how you can do and also maybe find out something about yourself. And sometimes you find it against the most unlikely sources. But they're going to have to play well here tonight because Botkins at home is tough. And Botkins just anywhere this season is tough. And consequently, that's why they come in here with a 9-1 record. Good crowd on hand here tonight. We had a heck of a junior varsity game, and Botkins pulled it out at the end, 44-39. So the Fort Recovery JV coming close, just like they did last night against Lincoln View, but just couldn't quite get over the hump. And they fall here at Botkins tonight by the score of 44-39. All right, here we go. The Indians in their traveling purple uniforms with the white numbers, and the homestanding Botkins Trojans, they're in the white uniforms with the black and the gold trim. Here we go. It's Fort Recovery going right to left, and the tap's going to be hit out of bounds. And they will give it. They're going to give it to apparently the Indians. Okay, yep, the Indians will get it as Botkins knocked it out of bounds on the jump. So here we go. Into the backcourt it goes, and bringing it up is Grant Fortkamp. Here is Fortkamp. It's man-for-man defensively is Botkins. Here's a jumper from the corner. It won't go by Bargy, and the rebound comes off to Botkins. Here's a drive to the hole. They'll kick it out on the wing, and out on the wing is Top. Top puts up a shot. Well, he didn't put up the shot. He passed it off the last minute. They'll give it off out in front. It is Plyman, and Plyman works it off to the right side. That is to Dosik. He is their go-to guy. They work it over on the wing. Here's a drive inside, and they're looking around and not finding what they want. Here's a shot up, and it's no good, and the rebound comes off to the Indians. Indians with the basketball. Running down court quickly is Bargy. Bargy gets it out, and here's a three. It's not there by Overman. Rebounded by the Trojans. And it's Botkins with it on the far side, and traveling called against them as they made a move along the baseline. No score. We're in the first quarter. The first quarter is being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. See them for all your health care needs. That's Calp Pharmacy. Here's the ball for the Indians as they get it right back off the turnover. Inside, and here's Judy putting up the shot. It won't go down. And the rebound comes away to Botkins. Up court with it is Noah Top. Top threw it away. It's picked off by the Indians, and back they come the other way. And here is Evers on down, and he turns it over. Now here is Top, and they go to Dosik inside, and a foul's going to be called inside. And there was a swat on the shot. He got ball, but he also got arm. And that'll be against Briggs Overman. And that's the first foul of the ball game. So at the line for the Trojans is Eli Pitts, 6-foot sophomore, averaging 9 points per ball game. And he puts the first one in. Calp Pharmacy, your first quarter sponsor of Indian basketball here on Jay Country 101. Here's the second shot, and the left-hander hits them both. 2-0 in favor of Botkins here tonight. Thank heavens we're playing the night before the snow all comes, or who knows when we might play this one. Overman goes over on the wing for the Indians, and Judy will bring it out. Judy looks inside. Judy looking over the defense, waiting for some movement, looking for a screen, can't find anybody, and he's just showing great patience out front as they look over the defense. Judy from out between the circles, and he's in no hurry. It's a 2-0 ball game as Botkins leads here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. And here is Judy still trying to go there. He goes to the right side, backs out on there. In no hurry. Now he looks to drive, takes it down. Ball is knocked away. And did it hit off his leg? No, it was knocked out of bounds by Botkins. So the Indians will have it from the baseline. Not a lot of room down on that baseline down at this end. So the Indians will throw it in. Here is Bargy to throw it in. Looks into the corner. Got an open three-pointer. Burying it. That was Fortkamp. Grant Fortkamp buries the triple. And the Indians take the lead 3-2. Here's Botkins on the attack. They get it out front now to Steinke. Steinke goes across the way over to Noah Topp. Topp feeds it on down. Here's a layup. Won't go in as Pitch had it hang on the rim and it fell out. Indians with the rebound. And here is Judy up the left side. Judy out in front now. 3-2, the Indians lead here in the first quarter. Judy with it out between the circles. He goes over on the wing, and that goes across to Evers. And now it goes over across the way to Fortkamp. Fortkamp, as they work it around on the fair, ball knocked loose into the backcourt. It's a scramble for the ball. It's picked up by Botkins. Here they come inside, and Topp can't get a shot. They go down, and now stop. Topp does score. He gave it up, got it right back, and the lead goes to Botkins by a score of 4-3. Indians down by one. They bring it to the near side. Almost threw it away. They did throw it away. It was deflected off the hands of Eli Pitts of Botkins, but it was then knocked out by one of the Indians. I'm not sure which one it was, but as it is, the Botkins Trojans get the ball back. 4 minutes, 45 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Here's a quick three. It's in and out off the hands of Dosik. And the rebound of the Indians. Quickly up the floor, they come to Bargy. Bargy brings it out, gives it down low. Here's a scoop, no, but a foul. And Fortkamp's going to go to the free throw line. Grant Fortkamp put it up with his left hand, and he was hit on that hand. And the foul was called against Colton Plyman. That'll be his first and the team's first. Here's the free throw. It rolls in. Ties us up. Fortkamp gets his fourth point and ties us up at four each. He's done all the scoring so far for Fort Recovery. One more coming. Here's the left-hander popping it up and hitting it. And just like that, the Indians have the lead back at 5-4, and Grant Fortkamp has all five Indian points. Here's the ball up to Steinke. Steinke out in front. They go off to Plyman. Plyman comes back here. Steinke a long three. He hit it. Sweet as you please off that left-handed shot. And the lead goes back to Botkins, now 7-5. Indians with the ball. We're in the first quarter, being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Almost having the ball stolen was Judy, but he gets it back out front. Gets it over on the wing to Fortkamp. Fortkamp looking, dribbling it way out in front, and they're really trying to tighten him, clamp him down. And they had a five-second call, and that is exactly what they wanted there. Here is Tucker Holzkamp coming in for Botkins, 6 foot junior. 3:55 to go here in the first quarter, and Fort Recovery trailing 7-5. Ball out front, top of the key to Holzkamp. Holzkamp with it, now gives it off on the wing. They'll give it off to Topp, and he can't go anywhere. Now it's to Dosik. Dosik drives in. Here's a shot from the corner. That's no good. Rebound, battle four, and finally picked up inside by the Trojans. Underneath, trapped out there, trying to muscle it up. Shot is blocked away as Topp couldn't get it, then got the rebound back. And I think, did he travel or was he fouled? He was fouled, they say. A lot of action going inside there, and they call the foul against Brody Bargy. So Bargy gets the foul. That's his first and the team's second. No free throws. It was not on a shot. Here's the inbounds pass way out in front, almost thrown away to Steinke. Steinke works over on the wing, gives it off now to Dosik. Dosik can basically free range wherever he wants to shoot. He can. He goes in. His left-hander will not go. On the rebound, it's lost out of bounds. Touch last by the Indians. Grant Evers went over, tried to snare it in, but he couldn't do so. So from the far sidelines, it'll be Botkins inbounding it, and they go to Dosik. Colin Dosik averaging 17 a game. They'll hand it off over on the perimeter. They get it off to Top. Top, left-handed dribble, turns around, dumps it down, shot inside. No, but a foul. And that may be on Bargy, and that would be his second foul, and it is. So Brody Bargy picks up the personal. Third team foul against the Indians. Now check it. Fourth team foul against the Indians. Free throw is up and in. That is by James Steinke, and that's his fourth point. Briggs Overman comes back in for Fort Recovery. Here's the shot. It's up and in. Steinke has 5 points, and the lead increases to 9-5 for Botkins. And the Trojans. There's a full court pressure being applied by Botkins as the Indians try to work it up. Here is Overman. Overman double teamed right at midcourt. He's in trouble. Gets it on ahead. They'll feed it on down to Evers. Here's a shot from the side. It's no good. Rebound comes off to Botkins. Top feeds it on down. They'll get it out front to Dosik. Dosik traveled. He did. He made a head fake, and he did move his pivot foot. Good call by the officials. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, which is being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Help Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy. In the backcourt with it, that is Fort Camp. Fort Camp into the front court. Gets it now to Overman, and Overman goes inside. Here's a shot blocked away off the hands of Evers, and it's picked up by Botkins. Here comes the Trojans. They'll go to the corner and mishandle it. Dosik flipped it over there quickly, and it was mishandled by Top, and he lost it out of bounds. Indians trailing by four, and they will throw it in, and Evers looking, guarded closely. It'll come into Overman. Here's Overman deep in the backcourt. Overman just now crossed the 10-second line, all the way down inside, and we got a grabbing foul, or was it a tie-up? No, it's a tie-up. Evers was tied up, and the ball's going to go to Botkins. Back in for Botkins is Steinke, and coming out is Noah Top. 2:10 to play here in the first quarter. It's 9-5 in favor of the Botkins Trojans. Trojans with the ball, and Dosik walks it up. Dosik at the top of the key. Hands it off out there to Pitts. Pitts, they look. They run the weave down low. They'll get it out in front. It's to Steinke. Steinke, the left-hander, turns around. Hands it over now to Hulskamp. He puts up a shot, and he got it. Tucker Hulskamp's first points, and it's 11-5 now in favor of Botkins. The Indians being bothered by this half-court trap that they're running. Here's a drive to the hole, up and in. Nice move inside there for the Indians. And Fort Camp gets the basket. He has all seven of the Fort Recovery points. 11-7 with a minute 20 to go here in the opening quarter. Being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Bounce pass on the right wing. That goes over to Monin. Will Monin has just checked in for Botkins. Across to Dosik, and Dosik lobs it on down. Here's a shot up and in. Left-handed shot, and that was tough. Steinke with two more. Lead moves back to six. It's 13-7. We're in the final minute of the first quarter. Being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Indians looking and trailing by a half dozen. They get it top of the key. Here is Evers inside. Can't get a shot. He dribbles it back out in front. They give it to Overman. He'll drive to the hoop, put up the runner, and gets it. Nice little floater there for his first two. The first two for an Indian other than Grant Fortkamp. Here's a drive the other end of the court. A pass to the near side, down low, putting it up and missing the shot. Inside was Hulskamp. Rebound to the Indians. 25 seconds in the quarter. Let's see if they go for the last shot. Here's Fortkamp over on the far side and Evers. And now they go to Overman. He'll drive inside, and I think he got grabbed. He did. There's a foul that's going to be called against Eli Pitts. That's his first and the team's second foul for Botkins. 16.6 seconds to go here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. It'll be Evers throwing it in for the Indians as they look to, you know, three here would pull them within one. Across the court it goes, over on the wing to Judy. Judy drives inside, turns around, looking for help. He goes up with the shot. He misses everything. Rebounded by Dosik. On down, 5 seconds to go. Hallskamp back to Dosik. Dosik stops, can't get a shot. Back to Hallskamp, and he misses a shot right at the buzzer. So at the end of one, the Botkins Trojans lead by a score of 13-9. Your first quarter was brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. See them for all of your health care needs. That is Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we move on to the second quarter, and the Indians trail by a score of 13-9 in that first quarter. Grant Fortkamp scored 7 of the 9 points. Indians get it. Shot from the side is no good, and the rebound comes off to the Botkins Trojans. And your second quarter being brought to you locally by K&L Tractor. Here's a drive inside, almost a turnover. Post, or Potts make it. Pitt, how about Pitts? I'll get it right eventually. Goes inside. Here's a shot up and in, but an offensive foul, no basket. They charge the foul against Colton Plyman, and that'll be his second as he used his elbow to clear out there. And so no basket, and the Indians get it back. That was a nice play there defensively. Is holding his own down. There was Breaker Judy. So the Indians will get it back. Chance to get within, well, one if they could hit a long one. Here's the ball. Finally, in it comes. Over on the right side with it. That is Fortkamp. Fortkamp gets it across, and driving on down with it is Bargy. He turns around, goes down wide inside, and hitting the layup was Doug Benn, who just came in at the quarter. Nice pass from Colton Post. 13-11 our score. Indians within two. Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. A drive at the other end. Hallskamp puts it up and missed a bunny right underneath and blew it. Rebound comes off to Bargy. Bargy into the front court for the Indians. He waits with it out front. Bargy now looks, comes over to the wing, turns around, feeds it back out in front to Fortkamp. Fortkamp, nowhere to go. Fortkamp will give it across the way. That goes over to Colson Post. And Post dribbling it out in front. Lost the dribble. Now picks it up and goes across the way to Bargy. Bargy will drive down the lane. Dishes it underneath. But what do we got here? Got a holding foul against Botkins. And the foul's going to go against the Trojans. And that's going to go against Noah Topp. His first and the team's second of the quarter. Dilworth comes in for the Indians. Indians with the ball. Here's Bargy. On down low they go to Judy. Judy turns around. Bargy inside. Shot up and in. Count the basket. And put Doug Benn at the line. He took the hit. It was a great pass, though, as the foul was called in there against Dosik, which is his first. And Dosik has tied the game and can put the Indians ahead if he hits the free throw. It's on the way. It's good. And the Indians take the lead back. That is our fifth lead change, first of this quarter. We've also been tied twice, 14-13 in favor of Fort Recovery here in Botkins. Indians with it. And Dosik, check at the Trojans with it. Dosik, as they look, they go to the far side over on the wing to Top. Top out front, shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Top comes away with it. Kicks it out. Here's a runner. It's no good. Kept alive. Picked up by the Indians. Quickly ahead is Dilworth. Dilworth falls down, knocked away from him. It's a scramble for the ball, and I think we're going to have a tie-up. And the tie-up is going to, yep, that will give the ball, or at least it should go to Botkins. It will. Hard to see the possession arrow from here, but you just barely make it out after a gentleman a few rows in front of me moved his head. 14-13, Fort Recovery leading here in the second quarter, being brought to you by K&L Tractor. Top of the key with it, driving inside his Top. He can't find the shot. Feeds it over to Pitts, and Pitts dribbles it back out in front. Pitts now looking. They go far side. They'll get it to Dosik. Dosik, boy, they're really staying on him. Here's a shot by Pitts. The three won't go. Rebound inside. Picked away. Put up no, but a foul. It was rebounded inside by Tucker Hulskamp, and he was fouled on the play. That's Doug Benn who got the foul, and that's his first. It's the first foul of the quarter against the Indians. So Hulskamp is at the line. He's got 2 points. Free throw is good. And that ties us up again. That is now our third tie, and we have had 5 lead changes already. 14-14 with 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. Second shot is good, and the lead goes right back to the Botkins Trojans as they get the lead back on the two by Hulskamp. 15-14. Indians with it. Dilworth over on the far side. He'll hand it off. Overman from over on the far wing. He tries to get a screen. Now goes all the way down to the baseline. Spins around. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Now it's loose and it's picked up by Botkins. Off and running are Pitts. Here is Pitts. Feeds it on down. Goes to Dosik. And Dosik traveled again. Dosik has one problem. Moving his pivot foot like he does. Here comes back in. Colson Post will come back in. And Grant Fortkamp will come back in after getting a breather. Second night of a back-to-back, and you know there's some tired legs out there. But both teams have had that. Indians get the ball. We're in the second quarter, being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here is Fortkamp walking it up on the far side, spins around, comes out toward the top of the key. He's being guarded closely. Ball is knocked into the backcourt. It's picked up by Fortkamp again. He is trapped, trying to get back across the timeline. He did, and now we got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. So we have 4:38 to go here in the second quarter, being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We're back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford CI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magnet spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
4 minutes, 38 seconds to go. Second quarter. It's 15-14. Botkins leads Fort Recovery. And the Indians will have the ball following the timeout, and they'll have it from the base, no, from the side court. And it'll be Evers. Evers looks, gets Fort. He was open momentarily, couldn't get the shot off. Now they go down low to Judy. Judy back out in front. Pope, and right side it goes back. Fortkamp now looking inside, cannot get away from Dosik. Here is Fortkamp, still looking for the shot, can't get it. Feeds it back out in front. That goes to Post, and Post brings it around, gets it over. He turns around, feeds it out front, and stolen away. Hulskamp intercepts the pass over on the wing. Here comes Botkins on the run, and it's Dosik, far side, nearly mishandled, driving down and mishandling it a bit. Here's the ball, goes over on the wing to Corey Koenig, who just came in. And a drive now by Dosik, feeds it out. It's knocked loose. It's picked up by Hulskamp. Hulskamp gets it across the way to Top. His shot is no good. Rebounded by the Trojans. And they'll hold it again. Here's Koenig. He'll go inside to Hulskamp. He muscles it up. It's partially blocked. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. It's touched last by Fort Recovery. Well, I don't know how they can block him. I mean, Holzkamp is a big boy. They list him at 6 foot, but he's got to be a linebacker on their football team because he is built strong. It'll be thrown in from the baseline by the Trojans, way out in front. And this out there to Steinke, who's back in. Now to Dosik. Dosik to Steinke. They work the wing over to the near side, and that is to Koenig. He can't get a shot away, and it's thrown off one of the Indians who stuck a leg out there and knocked it out of bounds. So from the baseline, it will be Botkin's ball. 3:28 to go in the first half. K&L Tractor Sales and Service bringing you the second quarter of Fort Recovery basketball. Here's a feed down low. They go far side, and a three on the way is no good. Rebound batted around, and it's out of bounds. Touched last by Botkins. I think it was Steinke that hit it last, and it will be Fort Recovery's ball. Overman comes back in for Fort Recovery. We have 3:19 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Recovery trailing by a single point to a very good Botkins team. Overman with it over on the right side, trying to back his way down to the basket. Turnaround jump shot won't go. Rebound kept alive, but it's taken out of there by Holzkamp. He's just too strong. Feeds it on ahead to Dosik. Dosik will drive, kick it to the corner to Holzkamp. Holzkamp will drive inside and put it in and count the basket and put him at the line. Holzkamp was fouled. Somebody hit him on the hand just as he went up with the shot. And that'll be charged to Doug Benn. It'll be his second. And it's his second. So chance at a three-point play here for Tucker Holzkamp. Six-foot junior puts it up and in. And off the bench, he's got 7 points. And the lead is four for Botkins, 18-14. Here in the second quarter. Fort Camp will drive it up for the Indians. He stops. Lost the ball. It's picked out of there. They go ahead to Dosik. Dosik across the way. Here's a mishandled ball out there off of Steinke. They'll get it down low to Holzkamp, though, and he misses the bunny inside. In a Fort Recovery. Leads it ahead to Fort Camp. Fort Camp on the perimeter. He looks. He can't find the shot. He goes into the corner, but threw it away. Or was it deflected? It was deflected, I think. Yeah, it was deflected by a Botkins player. I think it was Dosik that hit it out. Here is Eli Pitts coming back in for Botkins. 2:25 to go in the first half. The Trojans lead 18-14 over Fort Recovery. In it comes to Fort Camp. Fort Camp looks on the perimeter. He will drive. Collision, and that's an offensive foul. In honesty, Fort Camp kind of got a little bit of a shove or nudge or something, balance, but then he ran into the defender, and that's where they call the offensive foul. It's his first. It's the third team foul of the quarter. Just over 2 minutes to play here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Driving inside is Pitts for Botkins. Across the way, this goes over to Monin. Monin on down inside, almost a turnover. Now Holzkamp. Holzkamp in the lane, muscles up a left-hander. It's blocked from behind. Scramble for the ball. It's picked up by the Indians. But then, well, they knocked it away, but it was knocked out of bounds. There by Gavin Evers to come up with that while laying on his backside. Indians get it. Full court pressure from Botkins. And it comes to Fort Camp deep in the backcourt. Fort Camp now will bring it up one-on-one against Koenig. And he's into the front court looking. Here is Fort Camp still in the dribble. Far side Overman, a long three. It won't go. Rebound picked up on the floor by Koenig. Koenig will bring it ahead for Botkins. Drives right to the hole, puts it up and in. They'll check it. He gave it off to Dosik. Dosik gets his first 2 points. But it's a 6-point lead now for Botkins, 20-14. That's the biggest of the night. Here's Overman the other way. Feeds it down court. It's knocked around. Saved in. No, it was not saved in. But it was touched out of bounds last by a minute and 14 seconds in the first half. Fort Recovery basketball tonight on 100.9 WPGW, Portland, Indiana, and also Fort Recovery Radio. Glad to be a part of that tonight. Near side are the Botkins Trojans. Out in front with it, here is Post. And Post trying to drive inside. He goes to the hole, is put up and in. Nice feed there, and the basket was hit by Will Monnen. First 2 points, and the lead grows to 8 at 22-14. This is the biggest deficit the Indians have faced tonight. They'll go on the far side, trying to work for a shot. Here's Evers out in front. Evers looking, left-hand dribble, now to over. On the near side is Dilworth, and did he turn it over? No, timeout. Timeout was called by the Indians. We have 36.7 seconds to go in the second quarter, which is being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, and we're back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains. Soil Management Line, K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. Our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Well, we have 36.7 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Recovery trails Botkins 22-14 out of the timeout. Indians looking for a shot. Here's Overman spinning around. Can't find the opening. Now he'll drive to the hole, and I think they just... Oh, it's a blocking foul. I thought he was going to be called for a charge, but they say it's a block. That's a break. So the foul is going to be charged there against Will Monnen, and that's his first. That is team's fourth, so no free throws yet. Well, yeah, he was in the act of shooting, they're saying. So here's Overman hitting the free throw. Briggs Overman has his third point. Only two Indians have scored so far. Excuse me, three Indians have scored now. And for Overman, that's his third point. Fort Camp has seven, and Ben has four. Here comes the second shot. Briggs Overman puts it up and in. He's got four, and it's a 22-16 ball game. And now Dosick's going to walk it up, and no doubt they're going to work for the last shot of the half. Out on the wing, they'll get it to Steinke. Steinke. And inside, but it went off the Indians. So we're down to 10.4 seconds in the half. Two officials talking it over down there. It is going to stay with Botkins. Dosick will throw it in from the baseline. He looks, he gets it in the corner. That is to Pitts. Pitts drives it outside, turns around, goes down. He kicks it out. The ball is loose. It's out of bounds. And with 3.3 seconds to go, it still belongs to Botkins. But nice defense along the baseline there for the Indians. Yeah, Judy and Bargy really clogging things up. Here's the ball right inside. A little give and go off the screen to Pitts and gets the basket. And that's how the first half ends. Pretty play. They called it from the sidelines, and they ran it to perfection. At halftime, it is the Botkins Trojans 24 and the Fort Recovery Indians 16. Your second quarter was brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And we'll come back, and we'll get to the halftime stats in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland, Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Today at Cooper, more than a workplace.
Halftime here at Botkins High School in Botkins, Ohio, and the Trojans lead the entire team by a score of 24-16. One thing I can say about that, you would think that Colin Dosick would have been the mark man, and he certainly has been. And the Indians have done just a yeoman's job on him. They held him to just 2 points in that first half, and he averages 17 a game. But the Trojans have found a way to get other people involved, and that's why they have built up this. Looking at the scoring first, Hulskamp, the young man is just strong on strong on strong. Came off the bench and he sparked him. 7 points. Also, James Steinke did the damage early. His 7 points all came in the first quarter. Eli Pitts had 4 points. But he's 4 points for Briggs Overmeyer, and 4 points off the bench by Doug Benn. Been close. We've been tied 3 times in the first half, and there were 6 lead changes. But Botkins pulled away and got to an 8-point lead. The Indians got 1 basket back. It was Botkins getting that last basket there just ahead of the halftime buzzer. And consequently, they had a point lead by a score of 24-16. We told you about the junior varsity game tonight. Fort Recovery staying close with Botkins until right at the end. And Botkins finally hit some free throws and pulled it out 44-39. Well, we are halftime here in Botkins, Ohio, and we will take a break. We'll come back with more in just a minute. You're listening to high school basketball for the Fort Recovery Indians here on WPGW AM and FM Portland, Indiana, and also Fort Recovery Radio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your bank for your everyday busy lifestyle, and we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts, and we decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. The Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need- Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTV X Series at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTV X Series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTV X Series utility vehicle. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256. Time to plant your trees. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49.
Kind of fun to watch young basketball players, and I mean, we got grade schoolers out here playing at halftime for Botkin. It's always fun to watch them. They are very like that, and they're learning. That's how you develop the skills, and they're doing a good job of promoting that too. Just about every school around does that, and I'm so happy that they do that anymore, because these kids are working basketball teams wherever they may happen. Well, I'm Ed Thurman. I'm glad to be with you tonight here in Botkins, Ohio. First time here. Nice little gym. It's very compact. But the Indians, though, of Fort Recovery, they are trailing here at halftime by a score of 24-16. And recapping the scoring for Fort Recovery there in the first half. They're being led by Grant Fortkamp with 7. Briggs Overman has 4. And also 4 off the bench for Doug Benn. Have scored. And that's because Botkins has been doing a really stellar job on their defense. Well, I will say, though, that as I said earlier, Fort Recovery has been doing a great job on Colin Dosick, who is the average for Botkins basketball, averaging 17 points. The Indians held him to 2 in the first half. Stein off the bench, Tucker Holtzkamp. Both scored 7 in the first half, along with 4 for Eli Pitts, 2 for Noah Topp, and 2 for Will Monin. And that's why the halftime score is 24-16 in favor of the Botkins Trojans. Well, before we get to our third quarter, we will step out for a couple of words, and we'll be back with that third quarter here in just a couple of minutes on J Country 101 and Fort Recovery Radio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have a newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, monthly.
And taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member of the Equal Housing Lender.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Vohr's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Vohr's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Vohr's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. and proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vohr's Welding.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you will most. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort.
For the third quarter, the Indians trailing the Bakken Trojans by a score of 24-16. Pro Football Today, Ravens just walked all over the Browns, 35-10. Bengals in this team in the first quarter just got started, and it's nothing. We'll try and keep you posted with that. All right, Fort Recovery has the ball going to the right side, and our third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. And we have a holding foul that's been whistled against Botkins. And Colton Plyman, that just is his third foul. So their big post man down in the paint. He's coming to the sidelines. Three fouls, and he's not been much of a factor tonight. Indians with the ball. They get it inside. Can't get the shot. It's picked up by the ball. The ball comes loose at the other end, and it's finally picked up by the Indians. Here they come. Here's Briggs Overman on down to the baseline. Spins around. Can't get a shot. Feeds it back out in front to a Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp gives it top of the key now to Brody Bargy. Bargy coming around with it. Hands it off to Breaker Judy. Judy, near side to Overman. Overman goes down the lane, puts up the fadeaway. It's partially blocked. Rebound comes off, though, to the Indians. Picked up in there by Bargy. He gets the ball back, drives to the hole, and misses the shot. Rebound, he got his own. He goes back out to Fortkamp. Fortkamp now backs out of there. They'll try and reset the offense. That was just scrappy time in there. They couldn't get it to go in. Here are the Indians with it. Driving inside is Evers. He couldn't get the shot. He gets it over to Overman. Drives to the hole. Puts it up and in. It counts and put him at the line. He just slid sideways and a defender jumped in there trying to hit him. Did not do it. The foul was called against Eli Pitts. His second. Briggs Overman getting the basket. His sixth point. And a chance at number seven here. On the three-point play, and he missed it. Rebound comes away to the Botkins Trojans. Driving down is Dosik right to the hole and missed it. He missed a bunny inside there. Rebound to the Indians. On down to Overman. Three on the way. Short. Rebound. Saved in. Picked up by Botkins. Here come the Trojans the other way. Dosik driving. He goes to the hole. He turns around, kicks to the corner, gets it over to Steinke, and they'll hit the shot. That was actually Noah Topp who hit it. Got the late pass. Just his fourth point. 26-18, the lead eight again for Botkins. Here's the ball stolen away by the Trojans. All the way down with it is Topp. He goes to the hole. He missed it. Inside, it's put back up and in by Dosik. He was in the right place at the right time, fell in his lap, and nobody around, and he gets the basket. Just his fourth, and it's a 10-point lead for Botkins, 28-18. That's the biggest lead of the night. Here is Overman with it down court. And what do we got? We got an offensive foul that's just been called against the Indians on the other side of the court. That was 30 feet from the ball. So Brody Bargy just picked up his third foul, apparently pushed off or something. But he picks up the foul. So it will be in the hands of the Trojans. Here is Dosik out in front for Botkins. Dosik looking over on the right side. He kicks it to the corner. Here's Holzkamp for three, and he hit it. And all of a sudden, it's just fallen apart for the Indians. Holzkamp has 10 off the bench, and the lead is 13 now at 31-18. Into the front court is Fortkamp. Fortkamp guarded closely. They get over on the far side. That's to Bargy. Bargy looking. And it's finally over to Evers. Evers almost lost it. And the ball is loose. And it's kicked around. And it is picked up, I think. Yeah, are they going to call it a timeout? They call it a timeout. So the coach, Coach Groves, did a nice job to do that. 31-18 our score. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're back right after this from Cooper Farms.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Cooper Farms also wants to buy or sell your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just call 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Out of the timeout, it is Bopkins with the ball and a 13-point lead now, 31-18. Over on the camp, they go a Dosik, and Dosik could not handle it. He had to reach back over his head to try and get the ball and could not. So it will be Fort Recovery's ball. And Botkins keeps the pressure on. They are pressing full court. 4:55 to go here in the third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Fort Camp with it in the backcourt. He's picked up back there by Eli Pitts of Botkins. Works it into the front court. He looks, comes around between the circles to the right side. He just can't find breathing room. And they call 5 seconds. 5 seconds, did not advance the ball, and it goes right back to Botkins. And the Trojans with their biggest lead of the night. And they're playing some outstanding defense, let's put it that way. We got subs coming in here soon for Fort Recovery. Out in front with it, here's Hulskamp. Hulskamp stopping, looking, right side. Here is Steinke, and he will kick it back outside. It's picked up finally by a Pitts. Pitts drives down, gets it off, and a three is good by Top. He was waiting for that one and nailed it. And just like that, it's a 16-point deficit for Fort Recovery, 34-18. The Indians have scored but 2 points here in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Driving his Fort Camp. He just got tripped. Ball went loose, and they will give it. They say he just tripped over his own feet, and they'll give the ball to Botkins. Here is a in for Fort Recovery, and back in for coming in for Botkins. Corey Koenig is back in. And I'm not sure who else came back in. Yeah, it must have been Top. Down court, here's a quick shot. No. Rebound by the Indians. It's pulled out of there by Doug Benn. Pass down the far side. Driving inside, going to the hole, and getting stuffed. Actually, they're going to call a foul. They went inside, and Judy just got eaten alive, but he's going to the stripe. The foul was called against Tucker Hulskamp. He left his feet, and that's why he failed. His first foul, third team foul, against Botkins. So at the line is Breaker Judy. Has not scored tonight. Still hasn't. The first shot's no good. Big sophomore. They list him at 6'5". I think he might have grown an inch since they measured him. He's a big boy. Here's the second shot, and there's his first point of the game as he hits that one. Makes it 34-19. Drive the other side. Here's the ball way out in front. They get it to Hulskamp. Hulskamp over on the wing. They'll get it over to Monin. Monin, they'll get it inside. Turnaround jump shot. No good off the hands of Top, but it's pulled down by Botkins. Here's Hulskamp goes up. No, but he got fouled. Hulskamp is just a... he is a bull down there in the paint. Strong. Foul was called against Gavin Evers. Hey, that's the second on Gavin. Second team foul. So Tucker Hulskamp is at the line. He's got 10 points tonight. Here's the free throw. First one is good. He's a nice looking player. Built strong. They list him at 6 foot. He's no bigger than that, I can tell you that. But he is strong. Here comes the second of two. It's up. He hit them both. And the lead just grew to 17. Hulskamp now with 12 points. 36-19, Botkins leads. Pitts will come back in for the Trojans. Pressure. As here's the try, the Indians getting it into the front court to Dilsworth. Dilsworth into the corner. It's knocked away from Evers, but it's still going to be Fort Recovery ball. They'll have to do it from down there in the corner, just right and down below us. Comes the inbounds pass. Comes out in front to Post. Post turning. He is double-teamed. He's in trouble. Swings it over, going down and hitting the shot inside on a nice feed. That goes to Gavin Evers, his first basket. That makes it 36-21. A drive at the other end. Here's Top. Can't get the shot. Rebound is pulled out of there by Evers. Here come the Indians. Still lots of time if they can just whittle away at this lead. Out in front with it is Dilsworth. He'll come to the near side. Over it goes to breaker Judy. Judy's jumper on the way. Hit it. Judy hits. And just like that, the Indians are back within 13. And a timeout called by Botkins. 2:31 to go in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. See Cooper Farms today.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, out of the timeout, Fort Recovery has crept back to within 13. Not long ago, it was 17. Here is Dosik back in for Botkins. He gets the ball off to Pitts. They almost turned it over on the near side. Back out in front to Eli Pitts. Pitts drives in the lane, little 10-footer, won't go, but a foul on the play. Somebody must have hit his arm as he went up with the shot. And that is called on Dilworth. And that's his first, and that is the third team foul against Fort Recovery here in the third quarter. So Pitts is at the line. The lefty misses the first shot. One more coming. Briggs Overman will come back in. The senior leads the team tonight with, let's see, when he does not lead the team. Horkamp still leads it with 7. Overman has 6. Second free throw is also no good, but a deep rebound, but picked up by the Indians. Getting to it first was Doug Binn. On down to the far side. Here is Judy inside. Judy's jumper on the way. No, but he got hacked. He'll be at the line shooting too. He went up strong to the basket. And the 4 foul was called against Colton Plyman, and that's his 4th. So he is in deep trouble. It's also the 4th team foul against Botkins here in the third quarter. And breaker Judy's at the line. He's got 3 points tonight. Make it 4 as he hits that one. Nice job. One more coming. Here comes Hulskamp back in, and Plyman sits down. The Indians have held him to nothing tonight. Maybe 1 or 2 rebounds and 0 points. Second free throw is good by breaker Judy. He's got 5. Indians are back within 11 at 36-25. We have under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Here is Pitts, goes far side, driving his down low, shot up, and it rolls in. Just barely enough to get it over, and Noah Top got it. I mean, just barely got it over the rim, and it fell in. 38-25. Indians double-teamed over across the way is Dilworth. He'll get it off. Driving down inside is Post. Here's a shot from the corner way off the mark. Rebound comes away to Botkins. Here come the Trojans into the corner. They can't find the shot. Almost threw it away. Driving, stopping. They can't find a shot. They'll get it around to the near side to Pitts. Pitts drives down, puts it up, and he missed it. Rebound comes off to Dilworth. Dilworth stood his ground nicely. Good job by the youngster, the freshman. Did a nice job with that. feeds it on down to breaker Judy. Judy drives on down to the baseline. He turns. Fadeaway jumper is short. Rebound to Dosik. Dosik takes it all the way down. He will go to the hole, scoop it up, and he won't get it. Rebound. Dosik gets it back. He looks. He wants to go up, and he's blocked. He gets it again, and I think this time he's fouled. Well, he just held his ground and got the rebound, but he was too far underneath the basket really to do anything. The foul was on Briggs Overman. That's his second. And it's the team's fourth. So Colin Dosik is at the line. He's been held to 4 points tonight. Average is 17. Free throw, good. And back in for the Indians. Here is Grant Fortkamp and also Gavin Evers. Dilworth and Overman will come out. 45.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Second free throw, no good by Dosik, but the rebound, Halskamp lost it, knocked around, and it's saved in, and Botkins gets it. Here's Dosik and Pitts on a collision, and that is going to be, oh, charge? Yeah, it's a charging foul. One official looked for help from another official, and he said charging foul. So the foul is called against Colin Dosik. That's his second. It's offensive, so no free throws. We have 35.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Indians trail 39-25. Still time, but need to chip away. Across the timeline with it is Fortkamp. Fortkamp will go far side over to Evers. He'll drive in, goes to the corner. Driving is Judy, pulls it out top of the key. Here's a long one by Ben. It's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it'll go to Botkins. Actually, it was Colson Post that took that last shot. 14.8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Colin Dosik will come back in after a brief sit on the bench. 14.8 seconds to go. Dosik will bring it up himself. Here's Dosik. He's got it. Dosik with it down to eight. Dosik still with it. He looks, goes into the corner. Here's the three from the side. Good. Shot there, hit by Top, and that's the end of the third quarter. So a great ending there for Botkins to end the third quarter. At the end of three, it is Botkins 42 and Fort Recovery 25. Your third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter. And boy, the Fort Recovery Indians are now in a deep hole, down 17, 42-25 as we go to the fourth quarter. That's being brought to you by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. And it's Botkins that starts off with the ball, turning around, driving to the hole, and scoring just like that is Will Monin. Monin's got his fourth point. Here come the Indians down court quickly. They feed it inside Judy, or make it Evers. His shot is blocked. The rebound, though, put up and in. And the basket goes to Brody Bargy, his first points of the night. 44-27. We're in the fourth quarter. Being brought to you by Hull Brothers. Here's the top of the key. Top, hands it off, and going inside is Pitts. He puts up a shot. It goes in, and put him at the line. He was hit and went up one-handed and put it in. Count the basket. So Pitts, now just 6 points. And the foul was on Grant Fortkamp. That's his second. Free throw is good by Pitts. He's got 7 points, and the lead just grew to 20. biggest of the night, 47-27 in favor of Botkins. Out front, the Indians get it, driving inside. A nice move to the hole. Oh, and can't finish. Getting his own rebound, putting it up as Evers. No. And on the second try then, he's tied up. And the Indians will get it off the possession arrow. Evers took it in there strong. Couldn't get it. Got it back. Got tied up on the second try. And now they'll inbound it from the baseline. Here's Bargy right inside. Shot up. Missed. No good off the hands of Judy. Rebound to Botkins. They'll drive it the other way. Here's a shot from the corner. No. Rebound kept alive. Picked up by Botkins. Near side jumper from the corner. Another three. And give that one to Top. And Top is just going nuts. He has got 17 points now. And he's hit his third three. Here are the Indians, other way, shot no good, rebound picked up by Botkins. They're running and gunning, on down, collision, and that'll be a blocking foul inside on the Indians. They will charge that one to Colson Post. I think that's just his first. It is his first, it is the team's second. So at the line shooting for Botkins is Eli Pitts. Puts it up and hits it. And the Trojans are pulling away now. And we see here's the second shot, and he missed it. Rebound kept alive and pulled down by Botkins. They bring it back out in front. They go to Dosik to the far corner. Three on the way. It's no good. Deep rebound. Coming out of there with it is Evers. Evers that has it knocked away and out of bounds at the other end. And for the Indians checking into the game, that's Dylan Klinke. So Klinke will check in for Fort Recovery. Indians get it. Here's a three out front. No good. Rebound comes off to Botkins. And I mean, they are just doing everything right tonight. This is a good little team. They'll drive the other way. And losing it. And the Indians come right back. Down court with it is Bargy to the hole up and in. Got it down to Breaker Judy. Breaker hits it. That's his seventh point. Makes it 51-29. We have under 6 minutes to go here at Botkins. A drive the other way. Inside with it. And it's Monin. He can't get the shot. Rebound comes away to the Indians. Quickly up court with it is Bargy. Bargy far side. Here's a three on the way. Fort Camp can't get it to go. Rebound, though, back up and in. Nice follow-up by Evers. Gavin Evers is fourth point. It is 51-31. The lead is 20 for Botkins. Here's a near side. Three on the way. Good. Another one. Give that one to Noah Top. He has 18 points. That's 4 3-pointers for him. Other way for the Indians now. We're just shooting at will. Judy will get it out front. Here's a jumper. Banked in by Bargy. And they just gave him a two, but banks are open late tonight, I guess, in Botkins. 54-33, nearly a steal on the far side by the Indians. Spin around, here's a jumper on the way. That one won't fall for Botkins, as Top couldn't get it to go. Rebound to the Indians, almost stolen up court. Oh, and it's knocked off. They say it was knocked off of Fort Camp's knee when it was slapped away. So the ball will go to Botkins with 4:47 to go. Fourth quarter being brought to you by your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers Incorporated on State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's the ball into the backcourt. Driving quickly down is Dosik. He dishes it off. Teammate can't finish. Rebound comes away to Judy. Stolen by Dosik, but hold the phone. They said he was standing out of bounds. Dosik made a nice steal, but he had a foot on the end line. And that'll give it right back to Fort Recovery. 4:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Botkins leads it by 21. We got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Your fourth quarter is being brought to you by Hull Brothers.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hull Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, we have 4 minutes and 32 seconds to go in this one, and the Fort Recovery Indians find themselves in a 21-point hole. They trail 54-33 to the Botkin Trojans. Indians get it out of the timeout. Driving inside is breaker Judy. Back out to Fort Camp. He drives in. He got tripped. That's definitely a blocking foul. Somebody actually probably stepped on his foot or something, but they couldn't stop him, and that's definitely a foul against Botkins. So the foul is called against Eli Pitts. That's his third, team's fourth. And the Indians will take it out without any free throws. This one last time. Here's a steal at the other end. It's picked up and laying it in. That was Mon, and it just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and it's 56-33. Near side with it is Fortkamp. He'll let go a three. Hit it! Oh, nice shot. Fortkamp has 10 tonight. He's the first Indian in double figures. 56-36 is the score. Driving with it is Dosik. Dosik, near side, will give it out front, and driving over there is Top looking. Far side it goes over, and that is Monin. Monin, as they play the weave out there. Driving is Plyman, who's playing with four fouls. Here's a ball up and a nice left-handed scoop shot by Pitts. Pitts has got 10, 58-36. 3.5 minutes still to play here. Far side with it. Trying to drive inside is Judy. He'll bring it near side over to Bargy. Bargy's jumper from the side will bound good. Bounced straight up and then dropped in for him. Bargy has 6, 58-38. Yeah, I'd like to see the Indians at least get it under 20. We have 3 minutes, just over 3 minutes, to be able to do that. Here's Dosik back out in front. They get it near side and driving inside to it. That'll be Top. And what did they do? They turned it over. So the turnover by the Trojans will give it back to Fort Recovery with just under 3 minutes to play here. Fourth quarter being brought to you by Hull Brothers. Drive down, shot no good by Bargy. Rebound pulled out of there by Botkins. A spin move down to the hole, putting it up and missing it. And then getting the rebound back up and scoring was Top. And he's got an even 20 points. It is 60-38, Fort Recovery trailing. Evers back out in front for Fort Recovery. Over it goes to Bargy. Ball is stolen away. Driving down, goes inside to the hole, scooping it up and having it blocked away. And now picking it back up out in front is Pitts. Pitts goes into the corner. He'll give it off to Top and back to Pitts. They go across the way down to Plyman. Knocked away and stolen away by the Indians. Driving the other way with it is breaker Judy, and he got grabbed as he went toward the basket. Now, let's see, that should not, and it won't be shooting foul. And the Indians are going to clear the bench, looks like. Coming in now for the Indians, here's Carter Fortkamp. And also Brady Evers. So the youngsters are going to get a couple of minutes of varsity time tonight. Indians will have it from the baseline. They go over on the far side. They'll bring it over, and here's Evers, shot out front, banks in. Did they give him three? No. So Klinke, Dylan Klinke, banks in the basket. And it's his first 2 points. 60-40 is the score. Here's a ball turned over, and the Indians bring it right back down. Now front with it now is Dylan Klinke. Klinke, far side, gets it over here. That goes over to, they got it to Carter Fortkamp. And then we have a foul called against Botkins. And we've got just about all subs in there now. It's the third team foul against Botkins. So at the line, and shooting a couple of free throws. It's Carter Forkamp, and he nailed. That was Grant, and he hits that one. He has 8 points tonight. That's his first point since the first quarter when he was hitting about everything. Second one is up and in, so he's got nine. Well, actually 12. He did hit a three. So everybody's clearing the bench now. We're down to a minute and a half to go. It is 60-42. Indians trail by 18 here to a very good Botkins team. Here's a miscue, and the ball was just simply thrown away out there. That is by Corey Koenig. And also in is Owen Zimpfer, a 6'4 junior for Botkins. It's one of those nights everyone's going to get some playing time. Here are the Indians with it over on the far side. They'll work it across. Grant Forkamp is three. Off the rim, no. Rebound pulled out of there by Bargy. Bargy inside. We got a foul on his way to the basket. And it's going to be Grant Forkamp going right back to the foul line as he was hacked. Koenig got the foul for Botkins. And it was in the act of shooting, so he'll shoot a couple. First one's up and in. Grant Forkamp now with 13 points. Did not score a single point, though, in quarters two or three. One more coming here. And the lefty puts it up and in. So he has 14 points. And it's 60-44 with a minute 17 yet to go. Indians pressing, trying to get some steals. But Koenig will bring it up now for Botkins, and they'll work it out front. They have cleared the bench. Memphis Meyer. Memphis, that's a new first name I don't think I've ever seen. Great name of a town, but first time I've seen it for a first name. Here's a long three. It's no good. Deep rebound pulled away by Grant Forkamp, and he will get it across. He'll get it up court. That goes to Carter Forkamp. His shot is no good. Rebound, turn around, and putting it up and in, though, is Grant Forkamp. So two more for him. Makes it 60-46. We're down to the final 45 seconds. And the Botkins Trojans well on their way to win number 10 on the season. They will be 10-1 on the year. They're a good team, and they're deep. It makes them very dangerous. They're just eating up the clock here. Here's a drive, and it's up, and it's in. Give that one to Memphis Meyer. 62-46. Indians one last possession. Near side, and it is Carter Forkamp. Cross the way, gets it to Grant Forkamp. He'll pop a three. Banked it in. Banked it in. And that's probably going to be your final score, and it is. So the ball game ends, and the final score, the Botkins Trojans defeat the Fort Recovery Indians by a score of 62-49. Your fourth quarter brought to you by the folks at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available. Well, back here at Botkins High School, where tonight the Botkins Trojans defeat the Fort Recovery Indians by a score of 62-49. A very quick ball game. We're done in an hour and 15 minutes. I guess everybody wants to get away before the snow starts flying tomorrow night or something. But it was a game where it was close early, and we had three ties, six lead changes. All of those came in the first quarter and one early in the second quarter. Then Botkins took control in the second quarter. As in that second quarter, they outscored Fort Recovery 11-7. And at halftime, they were up by eight at 24-16. But then the roof caved in on the Indians in the third quarter. They got outscored 18-9. And then it was pretty much over. Now, eventually, Botkins would lead by as many as 22. They end up winning it by 13 as the Indians hit some late shots there, but still made it a little more respectable as what they did. But the final score is Botkins 62 and Fort Recovery 49. Botkins also won the junior varsity game tonight. It was close. 44-39 was the final score of the junior varsity game. Here's a look at the scoring. First off, for Fort Recovery, they were led tonight by Grant Fortkamp. He came out great, had 7 points in the first quarter, didn't score in the second or third quarter, but then pumped in 12 points in the fourth quarter. He finishes up with a team-high 19 points. He was the only player in double figures for Fort Recovery. Breaker Judy had 7 points. Brody Bargie had six. Briggs Overman had six. 4 points for Gavin Evers. 4 points for Doug Benn. And then Dylan Klinke got a late basket for 2 points for Fort Recovery. For Botkins tonight, they were led in scoring. The guy that led the whole game, Noah Topp, only had 2 points in the first half, but he took control in the second half. Came out, bombed in 4 3-pointers and 3 2-pointers, and finishes up with a game-high 20 points tonight. Also in double figures for the Trojans, Eli Pitts finishes with 10, and 12 points for Tucker Hulskamp. The Indians finally got him out of the game, and I'll tell you, he was strong, to say the least. Now, the guy they got out of the game, though, early was their true big man, the starting forward, postman, Colton Plyman. He got in foul trouble and never scored a point tonight. But the Indians did a good job on Colin Dosick, their senior Mr. Everything, who came in averaging 17 points per game. He scored only 5. I don't know how many absolute bunnies he missed down low, but couldn't get him to go. And he finished up with just 5 points tonight. James Steinke had 7 points. Will Monin had 6 points off the bench. And Memphis Meyer, like I say, it's the first time I've ever seen that name as a first name. He came in and got one late basket for his 2 points. Again, it was 62-49, the final score. And we will return with some final thoughts here from Botkins tonight. That's coming up here on J Country 101 and Fort Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2222. 2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back one final time here at Botkins High School as they're trying to clean it up around me. Final score tonight, Botkins 62 and Fort Recovery 49. Botkins also won the junior varsity contest 44-39. Leading the way for Fort Recovery tonight, their only men in double figures, that was Grant Fortkamp, and he had 19 points. Leading the way for Botkins tonight was Noah Topp. He finished with 20, 12 for Tucker Hulskamp off the bench, and also 10 points for Eli Pitts. And Botkins is now 10-1 on the year, and the Fort Recovery Indians, they fall to 3-7. That's going to do it for our broadcast from Botkins tonight. We thank you for joining us here on both J Country Radio, WPGW-FM, and also on Fort Recovery Radio. I am Ed Thurman. I thank you. I want to thank Neil Spencer of Fort Recovery Radio and also our great man, Nate Crispin, back at our WPGW studios. I can tell you we'll have Indiana Sports Talk coming up at 9:30 with all the scores of all the games from all across the state of Indiana and around, and we'll have all that coming up 9:30 until midnight tonight. Watch out. We've got snow coming in late tomorrow. Be careful. Be safe. Don't risk things if you don't have to. Again, our final score tonight, it was Botkins 62 and the Fort Recovery Indians 49. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening, and good night from Botkins, Ohio.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio. We'll be right back.